Notice here he gives a parable, and only Luke gives us, and this is a tremendous one. When we get to the 18th chapter, we'll have another one. And my, what a different light this reveals about prayer. Now notice this, and this is a parable that is a little different than the other parables that we've had. It's a parable actually by contrast, and we're going to see that when we get to the 18th chapter, but let me just look at this one. He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. Now, let me bring it up to date. Suppose here in Southern California, where we have many visitors that come to see us from back in the East, you know, and especially relatives. And here is a man and his wife, they have their children, and his mother-in-law writes that she's going to visit him. And so she says that she'll be in by the middle of the afternoon on a certain day. That day comes, and they decide that when the mother-in-law gets there, that they'll take her out for dinner. And so they wait, and the middle afternoon comes, and they don't hear from the mother-in-law, and she doesn't arrive. And it gets on into the evening, and finally they get a call, and she said that they've had car trouble and that it'll be late in the night before they get there, at least by 11. Well, the stores are all closed by then, and they think, well, they'll certainly eat before they come to see them. And so, lo and behold, 11 o'clock comes, and they're still not there. 1 o'clock comes, and they drive up. Well, sir, they go out, the man to meet his mother-in-law, and he, of course, casually says, well, I guess you all have had your dinner. She said, no, we were in such a big hurry and had so much trouble we didn't stop. And he says, my, I don't have anything in the house. So she said, well, we sure are hungry, and you know how mother-in-laws are. So he wonders what he's going to do. So he's got a good neighbor next door, and he goes next door, and he knocks on the door. And the neighbor says, who is it this time of the morning? And he says, well, I'm your neighbor next door. Oh, he says, what do you want? So, well, I want to borrow some bread and meat or whatever you've got to eat. Oh, he says, well, in the morning you're not starving to death. I'm in bed. My children are in bed. Go on home. And this fellow said, you don't know my mother-in-law. And so what does he do? I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he'll rise and give him as many as he needeth. The man says, you don't know my mother-in-law. Brother, you get up. And he pounds on the door. So the fellow gets up and gives him what he's asking for, you see. Now, this is the parable of contrast. Listen to this now. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that seeketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. My friend, do you think God is asleep? Do you feel like that he's gone to bed when you pray and you can't get him up? You feel like he doesn't want to answer your prayer? My friend, God wants to answer your prayer, and God will answer your prayer. And that's exactly what he's saying here. It's a wonderful thing, by the way. It teaches the very opposite, you see, of what you might think that this parable teaches. It's a parable by contrast, not by comparison. You do not have to storm the gates of heaven. You do not have to knock the door of heaven down. God's not reluctant to hear you, friend. He wants to answer your prayer. He says, before they call, I'll answer them. God wants to hear and answer your prayer. Well, somebody says, but he doesn't hear and answer. Well, maybe you ought to get the message, friend. He's telling you no. Our problem is we don't like to take no for an answer. He always hears and answers the prayers of those that are his own. But he says no most of the time. He does to me. He says, you're not praying the thing that's best for you. And I've learned over the years that the best answer that God's ever given me to some of the requests I've made to Him has been no. I prayed as a young preacher for God to open up a certain door to a certain church that I wanted to go to. And I told Him to open the door, and I was asked to candidate, and the elders met and wanted to call me as pastor of the church. And then all the machinery in the church, the political bigwigs, they shut the door. They said that I couldn't come there because I'm no church politician, and that was a strategic church in that day. And I just went to the Lord and cried about it and told Him how He let me down, you know. And I'm ashamed of myself today because I told Him that. I've asked Him to forgive me for saying it. He didn't let me down. You know what He said? He said, no. He says, my child, that place is not the best place for you. I have something better for you. And you know He did? And He answered my prayer. He said, no. And that was the best answer that could be given. You don't have to storm the gates of heaven. My friend, God hadn't gone to bed. The door there is wide open. He says, knock, seek, ask. Take everything to God in prayer. This is wonderful. Then listen to this. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? And make sure he's your father, you know. To as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less. Just simply believe in His name. Just believe in the Lord Jesus, that He died for you and that He rose again for your justification, to make you a son of God, and you've been baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, and you're a son of God, and you can go to Him and you can say, Father. And if you ask your father for bread, he wouldn't give you a stone. Or if you ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Can you imagine a father that would do that? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And He told them at that time to ask for the Holy Spirit. The best I can tell, they never did ask for it. And a little later on, He said, receive the Holy Spirit. They needed the Spirit of God in those intervening days. Then on the great day of Pentecost, He came and baptized them into the body of believers, put them in Christ. And then they were filled on that day with the Holy Spirit. And the filling is something that all of us need. All believers have been baptized into the body of Christ. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, we've been all made to drink of one Spirit.